I'm here to see the kids and give them some presents and sign things, just sort of brighten their day up a little bit. Some of the kids have been in here for a long time and probably gets a bit boring, I imagine. So try and brighten their day up, and they're trying to raise money for a like kids play area, and just to come and try and raise some awareness, really.
Yeah, because quite a few of these youngsters are in hospital for a long time. So, I mean, looking around it, they're doing the best with the area they've got, but they need some investment, which they're hoping to raise, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're halfway there, but for the garden itself, they want £500,000. They're going to put a pirate ship out here and have it accessible for all the kids on the ward with beds and stuff. It's going to have an indoor area and things, so if it does rain, they can come out. So, no, it's a good idea and pleasure to help.
It's been a real commitment amongst the squad this year, even more so than previously. Most weeks there's been an event of some sort where somebody's going out and trying to make a difference.
Yeah, I think that's just probably the community side of the club's improved, and you should get out and do things, really. Helping any way you can, and we had Jeff Wallsfield in today as well talking about his foundation, which is brilliant. And anything you can do, you've got to help, really. We're in a privileged life, so any time out is worth it.
An international break, it's been a time, I guess, where the coaching staff have been getting more of the ideas through as well, and using the time to stay focused on the task in hand.
Yeah, I think they've been on the golf course quite a lot, if I'm honest. We've been working hard. We had a Saturday, Sunday off, and we was in all the rest of last week. So, we've got our work in, and it's been a break, but we've worked hard, and it's been tough again. And we've got this week now to prepare for Friday night.
And the recurring theme from Gary Monk has been, if you continue to play the way that you have been, you will inevitably go and get your rewards, because you've deserved more than you've got so far.
Yeah, and I wouldn't sit here and say it if I didn't believe that, but that's actually true. We deserved a lot more in the games we've played. We've dominated statistically. We should be winning games with the stats that we've put up in them games. So it will definitely turn if we continue to play like we have and improve on that. And I'm more than confident under the staff and with the players that we've got that we'll turn it around and get some results.
It's a style of play that people seem to believe in as well. And when we've seen players coming off the bench, it's all fitted together quite well.
Yeah, it's clear, it's concise, and everyone's got clarity. We know what we're doing, when you got to do it and how you got to do it and to what intensity, and because it's so clear and concise, it's easy to do.
Different derby for you, Blues Albion, that'll be your first time, won't it, on Friday?
Yep. Obviously I don't really know much about that one because I'm not from here, but I imagine it's going to be hostile as usual, and I hope our fans make it hostile at home. Put the derby aside, we just need a result and we need to get the win, so that's all we're concentrating on at the minute.
It's a different type of local rivalry, given that you can still play on a Friday night, so a derby under the lights as well, that always adds a little extra essence, doesn't it?
Yeah, like night games. They feel a lot more electric for some reason. I don't know whether it's because it's dark and the lights and there's a bit of wet on the pitch, but looking forward to the game and hoping to get that first win.
Quick word for the fella who's been playing to your left in Christian, has done remarkably well to settle in his first month here, hasn't he?
Yeah, as I said, it's because everybody's roles are clear and concise. I think the first couple of games he probably didn't realise the tempo and intensity of it, but since then he's really picked up, and I think the defence has been quite solid, if I'm honest, and that's not just the back four, that's throughout the whole team, the way we've defended. And as I said, it goes back to the clarity and the roles that we've got from the manager and the coaching staff, and knowing where we've got to be, what we've got to do and when we've got to do it.
There's a controlled aggression about the way that the team is being set out as well, getting that first tackle in, being first to the 50-50s.
Yeah, well, we're a physical team, we're big lads, we're fit. Why not be aggressive and in a controlled manner? And we want to be a team that's horrible to play against, and people go, oh, we ain't got Birmingham today, it's going to be a nightmare. And I think we've been showing that and we've been doing it. I think we can still do better, but we're continually improving, and that's all you can ask for.
And when you hear stories or know there are stories going around that club could get deducted 12 points, could be this, could be that, is it difficult not to wear a tiny bit of that just to sort of worry a squad when you're on the training ground?
Yeah, of course it's been spoke about. Obviously I think it was broken on Friday and it was definitely spoke about, but it's hard to say that we're going to ignore it and just get on with the job, but that's what we've got to do. So I'm sure there'll be something said about it. I'm sure we'll get clarity, which is what everybody needs, and hopefully it doesn't happen. If it does, it's just another thing that we've got to overcome, and it doesn't really matter to us. Like, there's nothing we can do, we can only control the controllables. It is what it is. All I can do is play football and try and be the best I can be. Everything else, as I said, is out of my control, so it's a shame, but let's hope nothing comes of it, and we can just carry on the season as we've started.